The USGS maintains a network of stream gauges across the Black Hills. The gauges act not only as an early warning system for floods, they also monitor the stream flow over decades. And this allows researchers to see trends. In recent years, scientists like Mark Anderson with the USGS say they're starting to see increased stream flow in places like Rapid Creek above Pactola Dam. Anderson says fewer pine trees may be one reason.
The pine beetle epidemic has been taking out, you know, somewhere around 70,000 acres per year here the last decade or so. So you lose 70,000 acres of ponderosa pine trees, there's a lot of water that's not going up into the atmosphere. You know, that water that falls as precipitation on the watershed has got to go somewhere.
Anderson says the shrubs and grasses that replace the stands of lost ponderosa pines don't absorb as much water. He says scientists are still assessing the data, and he adds that the network of gauges will help them understand the extent of any future changes. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.